You are listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose, the food business talk show that shares with you the reality of what's happening in the food and hospitality industry. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible grow and build successful food businesses. Each week on this podcast, you'll get useful information, top tips, as well as what's really happening in the kitchen behind the scenes. Let's get on to today's show. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets. I'm your host, Naomi, and I have got another special guest on this week. And this is going to be a really good episode, and one maybe you don't always think about. So today's guest is an expert in email marketing and someone who I've been working with for a few months now, I think, isn't it? But either way, welcome Kirsty Bartholomew. It's really great to have you on the Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets podcast today.
Well, thank you for having me. What treats have we got today then?
Oh, you know, it is Valentine's Day, but I think my husband was far happier with the pancakes I had made him yesterday. So.
Oh, our pancakes did not work well yesterday at all.
So I done a fully loaded.
Need some tips.
Fully loaded. There's a recipe on my website. Go grab it. So email marketing. Now this is, I often talk about email marketing as something that should be really quite central in any business, but particularly for food business owners. And this is clearly what you're expert in. But before we actually get into why email is important, I'd actually really like to hear a little bit about you and why you've got into email.
Okay. So, so I've been in business of different descriptions, not in the food business, but different things for like maybe I think about the last 12 years now. It's been quite a while in the online space, but mostly what I was doing is I had a travel blog, and my travel blog has been with me for those whole 12 years. I built it up. One of them is about just traveling to the UK, and then I made a little offshoot one that was about traveling to Route 66 and just. Yeah, that's my background. And I love kind of building the communities through that, and emails generally a part of that. And that's how I kind of got to the place where I am now, which is teaching other people about email marketing, because I realized that even though 12 years ago when I started, people were banging on about email marketing, they were banging on about it and saying how important it was. Even 12 years down the line, I know people aren't doing it. And I know that I can help them. So so I set up this extra little side thing. I still do my travel blogs, but helping people just get that email list sorted, because it's a really good asset to everybody's business. And so just wanted to help them do that.
Amazing. And I have to say, as having run my own food business, email often did get dropped down to the bottom of the list, but I fully appreciate probably about 6 to 8 months into the business, I had to make it much more predominant in part of my marketing strategy, because actually I realized I would be able to kind of get in touch with my customers a lot more easily. And I bet you see this in all the online spaces and the business owners that you work with as well, that often we're so focused on social media and the way that social media has changed and has adapted, particularly in today's kind of climate. The algorithms are changing daily, so people are seeing less and less content. But the one thing we can absolutely help them see is by making sure it gets into their inbox. So I think this is a really important thing to really think about in your business. Would you agree with that one?
Yeah, no, definitely. So social media is like the first place everybody goes, isn't it? It's so easy, it's free, you're kind of using it anyway. It's easy to start building. I say easy, you know what I mean? It's easy to go to those platforms and start off things. Whereas email marketing is just a bit, I mean, yeah, we do use our emails, but it's a little bit of a different step in a different direction that we've not used. And so, yeah, it's people don't really think about it. But yeah, the problem that we've got with social media is the algorithms are changing all the time. And, you know, I've been I've had this problem before with an algorithm. It wasn't social media, it was Google. So the SEO side of it had managed to drop some of my traffic that I was relying on at one point. Things change in the online world really, really quickly. And if you haven't got access to your customer base, to your audience, you're kind of in a bit of a hard place. So email marketing, having my email list there was really important to me. Having access to talk to people and say, look, you might not be able to find me so easily in this place anymore, but you can find out more information here. I could signpost them places. I could sell what I was selling to them. It's just so important just to have that, because one thing that I could probably guarantee in the next year or 5 years is that it's all going to change. You know, social media is going to keep changing. In the last 12 years, it's crazy when you think about how much it's all changed in that time. So definitely, definitely going to be the thing to look at.
Sorry, my camera's just gone a bit skew with there. The joy of technology. It did this last time I was doing an interview. I think social media has changed rapidly, and I've been working in social media for the best part of nearly 20 years now. So I was in it when pages actually didn't even exist in Facebook. So I've seen the full cycle of how it's changed, or how it was really went through a phase of promoting businesses, and then it changed back to kind of almost devaluing their content against others in feeds.
Yeah, and it's just pay to play now, isn't it?
And yeah, so that
and
is
when you build your exactly when you build your business on that, and then something like that comes along, it can just really blindside you, can't it? It's just all of a sudden everything that you've planned, you could have the best strategy in the world for your business, and if this change happens, you've got to reevaluate. So having that email list there means that you've got something to pivot with. It means you've got something that you can work with. And so that's just the really important thing, I think, with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I've seen that happens so more often than not now is people have spent years building up a social following on either Instagram or Facebook, and it's where they get all their contacts from, and they get hacked and it's gone in a night. And it's
overnight, definitely
soul destroying. And the worst thing is there is no backup plan. You can't, there's nothing you can do. It takes, if anyone's ever had to deal with anything to do with Facebook help or similar, they are not the easiest people to deal with. And I've dealt with them quite a few times, but what I have more often than not, you don't get access to those pages back. It is very, very difficult. So having that email
just starting over.
Exactly. Yeah. But the benefit of having an email list is getting out to those customers in the right way. But what would be your top tips for someone who was maybe starting out a business or thinking, I really should be doing email, but it seems a bit old school, a bit more like I'm going to have to put a lot more effort in compared to somewhere like Instagram or TikTok? What would be your top tips for someone that isn't yet doing it, but should probably be thinking about it?
Okay. So what I would suggest, so there's lots of different tips I guess I could give you for email, but I'm thinking sort of, you know, food businesses, which is going to be different to an online business, it's going to be different to a travel blog, but my top tip I think that I would say is make the email list, because the email list is so valuable, it's such a good asset to have. Make that email list the place to go to get the news, the idea, you know, the new products that you're going to be selling, anything, any special offers. Make that the place for the first people to find out, way before Facebook, way before Instagram. Just say, look, if you're on my email list, you hear about this first. And that would be my top tip, because the problem with email lists is you have to have a reason to be on them and a reason to stay on them. And so having something that you can offer them, whether that's just first access, I think that would be really good for lots of food businesses anyway, because we can offer lots of things like coupons and things like that, but it doesn't always make good business sense for them to get on your email list. So yeah, having just maybe first access to anything that you've got to offer, I think would be a good tip for you.
Absolutely. And what would be your suggestions for people that are like starting an email list from scratch? How best to get sort of customers on their list? Where would you go? How would you do it? What would be your tactics? So this could be for food businesses that are also online as well, because there are some people that run businesses that are predominantly on online ordering as well, but also in person. What would you do?
So one of the things that you could potentially do would be, I mean, I mentioned about a coupon. Sometimes people do that to bring people on email lists. And I see that quite a lot in e-commerce businesses. You've got to really make sure that that's going to work out financially for you. Other idea that I probably start with is maybe having a bit of a competition. Competitions that you might normally run on your Facebook or your Instagram, just make one of the things that they have to do is that they have to sign up to your email list. It's just getting started. Sometimes it feels really hard when you're starting from zero. It's just getting started with them. And one tip that I always sort of say to people is people don't realize that there's only maybe five other people on that email list. So don't think that you can only have a good email list when you've got thousands of people on there. Just, you know, start from where you are, offer them something that is going to be interesting enough for them to part with their email list. But it doesn't even have to be a competition. It doesn't have to be anything like that. It could just be saying, this is where you're going to find out about all my special offers. This is where you're going to find out about my new products that I'm going to talk about. This is the place to go and this is the place to be. And just make it sound like it is the place to be rather than just a dusty old email list in the corner. Be excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think writing emails can be really rewarding. I mean, I send out anyone who's on my email list, if not, get on it now. It's at bakingboss.net. Go find it, sign up. But I email my email list twice a week at least. And people feel a bit nervous about emailing too much. They're worried that they're going to bombard them. But that's really not the case with email. You can actually talk almost as much as you talk about stuff on social media.
Yeah, no, I think the good thing about email, and I actually sent this to my email list today as well, is that it kind of feels really different to social media. I always feel like it feels quite personal because you're kind of in their inbox and having a kind of one-way conversation, even though it's from your end, you're sending it to lots of people. But for them, it's a really nice personal connection with you. And so it's just a really nice thing to do. I think we can build it up in our brains that it's a boring activity and, oh yeah, I have to have an email list. Oh, okay, like I'll send out the email. But it really doesn't have to be like that. If you've got your mindset in the right place that, you know, I'm being helpful to the people who are on the other end, and for food businesses, that could be just informing them of what you've got available. You know, you don't have to overthink it, really. It's just giving them what they want. And that could be a link to what you've got for sale this week, or maybe a funny story that you've had that has happened. You know, it doesn't have to be anything major. But it's just a really nice conversation and, a nice relationship, I think.
Absolutely. I think that is so important these days because certainly what we're finding in lots of the food industry and in hospitality as well, that people are definitely looking for that experience. So it doesn't necessarily, I often say which is more important, customer or product, and most people say both. But I truly believe that the customer comes first before the product, because you'll have a great product if you love what you're doing. That will be where your mind goes first, because that's naturally where we want to be creative. But what people are looking for is that nurturing, that experience. They want to feel special when they're coming in and having, even if it's just a simple coffee, it's about getting that loyalty, and email really helps with that. So one of the things I actually did with my email list when I was growing it, when I had the cafe, I was giving away afternoon tea for two every month. So it was join the list, you get this. And probably one thing I wasn't so good at, but I would absolutely highly recommend, is when customers come to the till to pay, or whether, you know, you go to the tables and they pay there, it's just ask them, would you like to join the email list? It's just another R. And it's,
yeah, you could also have QR codes for people to scan as well.
Absolutely.
Lots of really good ways to do it these days, especially if you do it, maybe if you do events, or like you say, just by the checkout, if you've got an in-person like coffee shop or something, or on the table, they're on the menu, you could have it anywhere, you know, join up and, like I say, make it interesting for them. Like, I always remember something that I saw ages ago, and, you know, somebody had said, follow me on Facebook, and somebody said, yeah, but why should I follow you on Facebook? And I think that's kind of, I always remember that. I don't know, it just always sticks in my head that you should be a reason why we want them to be on our email list. So don't just say, oh, come and join the email list. Why are they going to do it? You know, what are they going to get? And just make it really exciting for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love the idea of the afternoon tea, though. That sounds good.
Oh, it was great. And actually, the email list was invaluable when, certainly when I was doing the crowdfunding campaign, I had an audience there that were very dedicated. And admittedly, I probably didn't nurture them as much as I should. And anyone who's listening, it's probably a really good idea to email once a week, just even if it's to say hi. They don't have to be fancy emails, though. I think we get so caught up with they have to look designed and professional. It just the way the world works now, it doesn't really matter if they're not. But if you're just emailing someone as if they're your friend and you're just saying, hi, I'm just here to check in, this is what we've got coming up, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to do fancy pants. But just making that contact, reaching out, and even if it's just, you know, asking for feedback or anything like that, people like to be involved, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like to get involved.
And it is that, and it will probably tie in as well as to what your brand is. If your brand's going to be quite friendly and you want to have like an inviting persona behind it yourself, having that as part of your email is absolutely fine. It's going to look really silly actually if you then try and be too corporate or something like that with your emails. But people don't want that. They can go to Tesco for that. So you know, they don't need it from you. They want that connection. So yeah, definitely don't overthink it. Just open up the conversation. That's what I love email for, is just opening up those relationships with people. And these are the people who are part of your audience and who are invested in some ways in your success. So yeah, just have a conversation with them like they're your friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, I probably spend way too much time writing my weekly email. So if anyone's actually reads my weekly email sometimes, so yeah, literally talking about what is going on in my life that week, is they are not necessarily war and peace or anything I'm particularly selling, but it's more about just giving people a bit of an insight into your world and what you do and why you're there. And that's what people want to, they want to buy from someone that they like. So that's what they want to know. They want to know you.
Yeah, your why is a big thing and something that you can bring through in those emails as well. I think we do that on social media a lot, but yeah, bringing that why are you doing this? Because some of us have got really exciting stories to tell, haven't we, about why we set up these businesses and why it's important to us. You know, maybe talk about the ingredients that you use, things like that. That's what people are interested in. It.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a really good point of, you don't have to, even though it's important to sell what you've got coming up. And I talk about, you know, you are in sales, you're in a food business, sales is important. It's about also sharing a bit of the insight into the behind the scenes stuff that people love. I mean, don't you just love finding out behind the scenes? I mean, I'm a food business owner and an entrepreneur, so I like to know what's going on in the kitchen. I am that person that will want to know how the operation side works. It's just the way my mind works. So when I sit in a coffee shop, I'm probably thinking, I wonder how they're doing that and how that, oh, that's a really good idea. But they're the kind of things that people want to hear about, even though you might say, well, I don't, probably people don't care that my panini grill broke today.
Yeah, probably you think to yourself, I'm sure everybody knows how it works in the back end of a coffee shop, or they know how to make flapjacks or whatever, but not everybody does. I think sometimes we forget how much of an expertise we've got. And it's interesting to people. So definitely don't be afraid of sharing it. Definitely not.
Yeah, absolutely. And my advice, and I often say this to people even with social media, is sign up to some of your favorite brands or favorite other food places. Go and see what they send. It's always good to kind of look at the market research and see what's right and what might work for them and what works for you. But
and you can also feel what you don't like as well. I think that's what's a really important thing with that. And I say the same thing. It's like, if you sign up to something and something feels off to you, you're like, you know, really think about that. It's like, why did that feel off? Because it's probably something to do with you, like, it'll be your greater brand thing that's going on. You're like, oh, okay, it's that. That's what I didn't like. I'll make sure not to do that to my customers, because if I didn't like it, they might not like it either.
Yeah, absolutely. And email can be used as a really quick form of communication for people as well. So we often put stuff up on social because it's quick, but I'm going to use this as an example of what I wouldn't recommend doing. I talked about this on the podcast before, but I used to subscribe to my coffee online when I moved up to the north, because I like good coffee. I have a Sage machine that does all my grinding, and finding a good coffee is really important. So I was still getting a supplier delivering online, and they sent an email. Ultimately, the long and short of it, they were putting up their prices, and quite significantly, because they hadn't done so in a long while. And like I talk about, it's up to you how much you put your prices up by. That's not my problem. It was the my problem with it was that they kind of packaged it up to say, we've cancelled your subscription, we've rebranded our website, it looks really great, you have to go back on and resubscribe. In that process, they'd taken away any discounts for subscription and then put their prices up by 30%. But what they'd done is they sent the wrong email to go along with that. So, and they'd also added on a kind of like, as a thank you for being a loyal customer, reply to this email with a word and you'll get double your subscription, which then involved two or three phone calls because they clearly hadn't spoken to each other in the operations. So it's a really, it could have been a really good email campaign to say, we're a small business, we do this, we're going to put our prices up because of X, Y, and Z. We haven't done it in a long time. If you want to get your last order in now, this is when we're changing. And they could have made it a real positive, but instead, it's just made us cancel altogether because it was just the wrong effect. So actually, even if you've got something going on in your business that isn't necessarily going to plan, by bringing your customers along on that moment with you, it can really help, can't it? And we can do that so much better than on social media.
Yeah, definitely. Because email is like I was saying before, it's like it's this kind of little private conversation really with somebody. We're not doing it to show off to people. It's kind of what I sent to my email list this morning. Nobody, unless you're on my email list, you don't know what I've sent. So it is just for that audience. I don't have to show up to them because I'm only trying to impress this one person. I'm not trying to impress somebody else. I'm not trying to get loads of likes because nobody's going to see that. So it's just this very, very different, it's just a different connection with them. And definitely if you're having this, you know, anything that's going on in your business, whether it's good, bad, or you know, I've not had a great week this week, you know, bring them along with it because it will make you more human as well.
Yeah. And in the long run, it makes you more sales. And that's one thing that we've got to remember. All of these little bits really will help increase that brand loyalty, that customer support that everyone really needs. And you can be very transparent with people. I think that's the one thing that I always did with my business, was be able to be transparent.
I think it's great for building that brand loyalty, like you said. Email's brilliant for that.
It really is. If someone was thinking, where do I begin with email? There are lots of tools out there that are actually quite simple to use and don't cost really very much, do they?
No. So the thing that I tend to steer people towards is a company called MailerLite. So it's LITE, MailerLite. And you can set that up for free. And it will start you off up to having 1,000 people on it. And that's where I would really start. Start simple, start where it doesn't cost you any money. It gives you enough bells and whistles that you can do what you want to do with email. So you can set up some automations. The automations are generally like, so if somebody starts on your email list, it's nice to send them a couple of welcome emails that you don't have to do yourself. It'll just send them automatically. The MailerLite will do those for you, all on the free plan. And then you can also send your weekly emails and things like that. And there's a lot more like that you can do that's a lot more in depth. But the very basics is good with that company. And like I say, it's free to start off with. And I don't think it's that expensive once you have to start paying as well. The good thing is that it doesn't matter where you start your email list. Once you start to build that list of emails, you can take that to another company if you needed to. So if you decided, right, I'm going to invest into this more fancier system, or you've heard about this other one that looks good and it fits in with some other stuff that you've got going on, you can just download the list of emails and take it to the other one. So I wouldn't overthink it. Just get started, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. Messy action is good action. Just do it. Just send out that email. Get it going.
Yeah, I mean, and also we can overthink things. At the end of the day, like I say, we all start at zero. We all start at zero with like maybe your mum on your email list and things like that. You know, get those first ones done. It doesn't matter. Just see what it feels like and go through the tech and just like work out how to do it and make sure that it works all right. Just messy action. Get it done. And as you you build and as you start to get more confident, you'll start to then share it more with people because you'll be more confident about it. And you'll know that you've got this exciting little channel that's kind of secret, isn't it? It's like, you know, nobody sees it unless you're on the list. So then you can get excited for it and share it. But it's hard to be excited about that if you don't feel good and comfortable in it. So definitely just get started.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely a great tip. Kirsty, if people want to work with you, because setting up an email list just sounds like too much work for them, where would they find you? Where would they follow you? Where can they get involved with you?
So my website is kirstybartholomew.com. I'll spell the Bartholomew because for some reason I think that Bartholomew is one of those words that is really easy to spell, say everything. No, nobody can ever say it. So it's BartholomeW. On social media, I am Kirsty_Bart, BART, because I didn't want to add in the whole Bartholomew to that part. Honestly, I'm really happy to hear from anybody on social media. Instagram's probably the best place for me, although I do also have a free Facebook group as well. So if you were ever struggling for anything to do with email marketing and wanted to be in that group and ask questions, I'm more than happy to help in there, especially setting things up, because sometimes there's like technical questions and you're like, what am I doing? I'm so rubbish, I can't do it. But nobody's born learning to knowing how to do set up an email campaign, so don't worry about it.
No, if you don't know, you don't know. And these things aren't always logical unless you do it every day. So Kirsty, it's been wonderful having you on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming. I'm going to pop those links in the show notes as well, so people who are actually listening to this, you can go and grab all those links and then you can go and find Kirsty from there. And I'll also include a link to MailerLite, as Kirsty recommends, because it's a great program to get started with. It's fairly user-friendly as far as it goes. So thank you very much for joining us. Thank you everyone for listening. I'll be back again next week with another episode of Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets. And as ever, happy baking.
Thank you for listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose. If you're enjoying this podcast, then please do give it a review. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. If you want to get some useful resources, then do visit my website, bakingboss.net. And give me a follow on social media at Naomi Rose Baking Boss and I Am Baking Boss. We'll see you on the next episode.